every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, I'm riding along.
Good morning, y'all.
Singing the same old cowboy
all y'all.
Song that's been sung 100 times before.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
Saturday morning.
And I'm the
happy
only
place.
Man, I know the blame, but I'm living.
For all of Arizona homeowners.
Happy.
Well, you were telling me on the drive-in, sweet Jennifer, that we're going to drop back down in the 70s here next week?
I saw everything from 90, 85, 70, and then it's going to creep back up. But, boy, we keep getting nice little breaks.
Oh, boy, that's delicious, delicious. Okay, we're throwing the doors open at my house. It's Rosie on the House. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. Romy, my number one son, is here on my right, a co-host and of the show for about the last 15 years. Romy, good morning there, good man.
Good morning.
And, of course, my wife, sweet Jennifer's here. She's generally in the call screening booth, but at 7 o'clock she comes in the studio and we visit just about whatever the Romero family would like to visit about. We have what I would call a packed show today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking outdoor living and what you can do to enhance your backyard environment with the experts from Sunburst Landscaping. In the 9 o'clock hour, it's your open line hour where regardless of what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can phone our toll-free number, get a hold of us, and we'll talk you through whatever that project might be. In that 9 o'clock hour, we have a special guest joining us, and we'll be covering the topic as it fits in between the phone calls that come in, Dr. Mike Manning from Allergy and Immunology, talking about what you can do. Well, when Jennifer and I got back from our extended stay out of the country, we came back about the middle of April, and there were 2 weeks of the most miserable environment in the Phoenix, Maricopa County area. It's like the wind was blowing constantly, the air was yellow, and so, you know, I'm going into my allergy shots, and there are people there crying and begging for mercy, and the misery index is like off the charts. It was just unbelievable. So we're going to get Dr. Mike Manning in. He's been in before, and we're just talking about tips on how you can manage your micro habitat, maybe, to try and get through those periods of high allergy exposure in a more comfortable way. 8 o'clock hour, we've got a couple guests coming in. Romy, who have you got coming in?
Well, it's the fourth Saturday of the month, so we have the urban farmer Greg Peterson will be in, and he's bringing an author friend and fellow urban farmer, Kari Peterson of the Micro Project.
Kari Spencer.
What did I say?
Peterson.
Oh.
Oops, yeah. Kari is...
Mrs. Peterson probably didn't like that very much.
Not much.
Kari Spencer. And she recently
Mr.
wrote
Spencer
a book,
probably didn't like it very
City
much.
City Farming, yeah.
That'd be a great hour. They're great together on their topic. They are very knowledgeable. Probably, you know, could cover everything you ever want to know about chickens in your home, in your yard.
Yeah, we had a great interview at the beginning of the month. We bring in the Farm Bureau, and because of Easter and the holiday, we highlighted on eggs. So if you weren't convinced then that backyard eggs are something you wanted for your home, or if you were convinced, then today with Kari and Greg, you'll have all the information you need to get going and keep a healthy flock.
I just returned from another little road trip, and they're done now. I'm done traveling here for a while. Thank goodness.
They just
kind of all backed up. I don't know how that happened, but boy, I'm not going to let that happen again. But I'd be curious, any of you that have been to Key West, all those songs glorifying that place, Margaritaville and Tourists and Oil, I saw some of the most severe cases of sunburn I've ever seen in my life.
Probably all that little Midwest fair skin out in the...
I was in pain looking at it. But, and I'll tell you this, it has recovered from the hurricane completely. And we're more about talking Arizona locations than we are out of Arizona locations. But after all I'd heard all the years about everything there was to do in Key West, there's three things to do in Key West. There are no beaches, so sit by the pool, read a book, drink in any one of about 4,000 bars, or go fishing. So we went fishing. And there's a lot of fishing and a lot of boats. But boy, Rosie Romero's official opinion of Key West is it's a stanky place.
Stanky.
Can I post not somebody that's been to New Orleans.
This makes New Orleans look like.
Well, at least in New Orleans, you have some nice restaurants mixed in. Oh, hey, can I post a picture of you in that barracuda you caught?
Sure.
All right. I'll do that later.
So, not going back to Key West again. So, where are we going to go? Well, we're going to go outdoors in Arizona. And Jennifer, while I was gone, hooked up into Eli. Who have you got here, babe?
This is Eli. Actually, I gave it to you. You tell me who it is.
Eli Griffin, manager of trail development resources for a group.
Rails to Trails Conservancy. It's nationwide. We're going to find out about it this morning. Hey, Mr. Eli, how are you doing this morning?
I am great. How about you guys?
Good.
Very well, very well. Joining us from D.C. What's the weather like in D.C. this morning?
It's actually quite nice today. I think about a high of 76, which is a bit nicer than we've been having.
Very good. Jennifer and I were in D.C. recently, and we hiked, what was that, the Goat Trail over by Great Falls?
They have a few trails over there.
Yeah.
Quite nice, kind of rustic hiking.
Yeah, it was nice. And then the hike all through the Great Falls area and out on the river and the little islands where you could really see the falls. That was nice. But we got in touch with you to talk about this group, Rails to Trails Conservancy. What have y'all got going on? What is this thing?
So we are the largest trails nonprofit in the country, and our name seems a little niche. That's kind of where we have our roots, and it's still our bread and butter is converting former rail lines into multi-use trails normally, sometimes more hiking and mountain biking trails, but primarily trails where you can go out and bike, go out with your family, rollerblade, use a wheelchair. They're friendly multi-use trails for all kinds of people. And we've kind of since expanded our work as the trail movement's blown up in a positive way. To focus on other types of multi-use trails as well. So we help local groups who are working to develop trails in their community with technical expertise. We connect them to others who have done it successfully before them. And often we do participate on the ground level in the project itself.
And what you don't do is manage. So you're on the front end of finding the trails, developing the trails, educating on how to do a trail.
That's exactly right. We realized a long time ago that management is best done in the hands of the locals who are there every day, who know the area well, who can respond to citizen questions, concerns, desires. So we find that it's best to kind of keep hands off of that piece of the work.
You're a non-governmental agency supported by just independent membership?
That is the bulk of our funding, yes. We have about 100,000 members around the country.
Well, good job. That's nice.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're quite proud of that. And we do have some larger foundation grants, some corporate grants, and for specific projects, we'll receive some federal funding, but that does not support organizational expenses.
And so what, like you as the manager of trail development resources, like what's a typical day for you? Are you visiting on how to leverage what y'all got into making existing trails better? Or are y'all constantly expanding? I can't believe the number of trails y'all got just right here in Arizona.
Yeah, there are a ton. There's over 2,000 rail trails nationwide. And that's just a fraction of the multi-use trails, obviously.
I think I read 31,000 miles or something crazy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have that all mapped, which is one of a few services we provide to help increase trail use and promote trails. And that's on our website, traillink.com.
I have to say that is one of the best websites I've ever seen. It is so user-friendly. You can go on there and look up your area, and then you can choose by activity, everything from dog walking to geocaching to horseback riding to biking, wheelchair accessibility. You can, everything you can think of, you can look, search your trails that way.
And I want to get to that website because it is really easy to use. But in about a minute, Eli, so tell me, what's your typical workday? I mean, with a title like Manager of Trail Development Resources, I don't think I'd be in the office very much.
Yeah, you would think that, and I'm often not. But unfortunately, and that's kind of one of the quirks of the job, is working for a trails nonprofit and then sitting behind a desk more often than I'd like. But a lot of the reason for that is because I run our professional network, which seeks to link these trail professionals together, the managers, the friends groups who are supporting the trails, trail planners, and some citizen advocates, so that they can kind of help each other. So we're not the only voice speaking directly to them as the authority, which we're comfortable doing. We have that experience. But if we don't need to be doing it, or if there's better expertise on the ground in another city, maybe 1,000 miles away, that we could connect these folks to, we like to do that. So a lot of my day-to-day is kind of setting up and running that network and making sure the right people are talking to each other. And then I also manage our re-granting program, which is pass-through grants we get from large corporations, large foundations, and some major donors.
Well, let's,
and then passing it through to on-the-ground trail projects.
Well, I want to come back and talk about the website because it is a great resource for any Arizona homeowner to pull up and take a look at the many trails that are available at traillink.com. We're here with Eli Griffin, the Manager of Trail Development Resources for Rails to Trails.